This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. We are quickly coming up on the soybean growth stage where nutrient deficiency symptoms become more apparent. Soybeans really start to pull in and use nutrients during the R2 to R3 stages, or during flowering. Soybeans have a long flowering and pod-setting period, and at times it can change based upon the actual weather conditions. It is during this period that nutrient issues that were present before begin to show in the foliage. Phosphorus deficiency can be an issue in soybeans, but potassium problems more likely in dry years. Potassium plays an important role in plants, and soybeans need huge quantities of it. During drought, the potassium is pumped out of the stomata cells, closing the leaf pore so less water is transpired, and the plant wilts to protect itself during dry weather. Potassium is also very mobile within the plants and can, in a way, leak out of the soybeans back into the soil during drought. Potassium moves into the plant roots by water solution, so during drought, potassium deficiency problems are compounded. Potassium deficiency causes yellowing on leaf edges that can eventually die back. It will occur first on the older leaves. The times that I've seen potassium issues in the field, besides the dry weather, it is usually associated with very high or very low pH soils. This is also true with iron deficiency. Around here, high pH soils can occur, usually in a strip along the north or south side of a gravel road. Farmers often think it is disease or herbicide drift creeping into the field, but is often potassium or iron deficiency. In years with flood or drought cycle, it can make nitrogen and sulfur deficiency more likely as well. The nitrogen deficiency is more likely because rhizobium fixation is difficult when roots are underwater and stressed. Other reasons for rhizobia to fail to inoculate soybean roots is because too much nitrogen in the soil during planting. This makes the soybeans think that it doesn't need the rhizobia, when in fact it really does, or in areas of low pH, where rhizobia bacteria have a hard time surviving. In some cases, it was because there was no rhizobium bacteria present in the soil, and the seeds weren't inoculated before planting. However it happened, the soybeans will look just fine in the early season, and then suddenly become yellowing during flowering. Nitrogen deficiency will cause a yellowing of the older leaves, but plants can be carefully dug, not pulled, and inspected for healthy, internally pink or white soybean root nodules. Sulfur deficiency is possible even in our heavy clay soils because of high soybean need for sulfur. Most sulfur comes from organic matter turnover, but there are times when applications of 10 pounds of sulfur per acre could help. Unfortunately, years with dry soils during the critical flowering period make soybean nutrient problems more likely. Potassium, phosphorus, and sulfur will be the most likely nutrients deficient in the soil, and nitrogen deficiency is possible in soybeans for the ones that were never nodulated properly. The micronutrient molybdenum and boron can also be a problem in eastern Kansas, but there has been less proven research for their yield response. Nutrient problems are identified in three ways: by looking at the plant symptoms, taking a soil test, and by taking a leaf tissue sample. Tissue samples are taken at the top trifoliate leaf of at least 30 plants during the flowering, and in long season beans, we are coming up on that time frame now. If you suspect nutrient issues in your field, please give me a call. The number is 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.